National AI Oversight.
NBC News. U.S. rejects international AI oversight at UN General Assembly. Very interesting. So here is a picture of Trump. So U.S. rejects international AI oversight at UN General Assembly.
All'Assemblea Generale delle Nazioni Unite.
So at the UN Assembly, America rejected the proposal that the UN made, that the UN wants to supervise and control. The UN wants to control the AI. It's very important, this news and its meaning. The AI will be part of the image of the beast from Revelation chapter 13, which will be part of the mark of the beast, 666. So, yesterday, Trump announcing at the UN that America will not be part of this. In other words, America doesn't trust. America, Trump, doesn't want to be. Trump doesn't want America to be under the authority of the UN. The UN are usually dominated by Islamics and by the European nations. So he rejected the idea that the AI will control the nations. Will have oversight. And that will be the image of the beast. That's what the Antichrist is going to use to control. Wednesday, we actually talked exactly about this. So I was saying in this recording that we just made last Wednesday, I was saying in this message that I recorded that America will not accept ever the mark of the beast 666. The U.S. will not accept it. There are brethren who ask, is the U.S. a refuge country? And I said, for sure the mark of the beast 666 will not be implemented there. And look, you can see they reject the AI oversight. America is Antichrist in its own way, but a different kind of Antichrist nation. They will not accept the mark of the beast. Already they don't want to submit themselves to the worldwide control of the UN. I think the Antichrist will guide the UN nations. But America doesn't want to submit under the UN nations. They are controlled, the UN nations are controlled by socialists, by Islamic countries. So America doesn't accept the AI to have oversight. Because according to the prophecies, America, Babylon, will fight against the Antichrist and its allies. We know that. We know that America will be fighting against the Antichrist. This is the title of what we recorded. If America doesn't follow the Antichrist, will it be a good place to take refuge? If America doesn't follow the Antichrist, will it be a good place of refuge? Let's listen to the recording. The brethren are asking, if the U.S. does follow the Antichrist, will they be a good place to take refuge? I don't think so. I don't think so, because according to the prophecies, in the prophecies, the U.S., they're called the King of the South, and they will fight until the end against the King of the North, like we see in Daniel 11, 40 is the Antichrist. The King of the North is the Antichrist. So they will fight against him until the end, until the Antichrist will destroy them. We see the destruction of America, which is Babylon, in Revelation 17 and 18. That's why I don't think that America will ever implement the mark of the beast. They might have their own mark, whatever, evil mark, but they will not implement the mark of the beast from Revelation 13. Revelation 13, he causeth, 16 through 18, he causeth all small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their foreheads, and they cannot buy or sell. And the mark of the beast, the six number is 666. I never thought that the U.S. can be a refuge because they are very Antichrist. They have their own Antichrist way of being. Revelation 18, 2 through 4. Babylonia is fallen. Babylon the Great is fallen, and it's become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Verse 4, Revelation 18:4. I heard another voice saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, that ye receive not of her plagues. This spirit of Babylon is in the United States now, in the end time. It's been through different nations, through the history, but now it's in the U.S. That's why I don't think that the U.S. is a good place of refuge. For us, South America is a good place of refuge, but you pray and see. Matthew 7:7 says, ask and you shall receive. Ask and the Lord will show you a place of refuge. Ask and you shall receive. The Lord will show you. If you want, write to us and we will send you more Bible studies. So we see from this news of today that it's happening what the prophecies are already saying. Basically, America is not following the worldwide technology, the AI. They have their own, of course, they also have the AI and they have microchips in the US, but they don't want to submit themselves for the AI to rule over them. So, as you can see, America is the opposite direction that the other nations in the world go. And it's clear how the King of the North, from the prophecies we know, it will destroy America. So America is not on the side of the King of the North, of Europe, of Gog and whatnot. They're on the other side, and the Antichrist will overcome it.